This is Deacon Mike, and welcome as we examine the readings for the sixth Sunday of Lent in Cycle C, or what is more commonly referred to as the Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. This Sunday is most unusual, in that in a sense there are two Gospel readings. The liturgy opens with a Gospel before the procession with palms in our parish, and then after the Old Testament and the New Testament reading, we read from a Gospel concerning the last days of Christ. For our purposes today, I'm going to ask you to turn first to the Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Find chapter 50 and read verses 4 to 7. When you are finished, return to this podcast. Despite enduring much suffering, this servant, chosen and sent by the Lord, knows he is to be obedient and do what the Lord commands in speaking to the weary. He also knows the Lord God will provide him through the Spirit with what is needed to accomplish this task. In verse 6, the culture of the time dictated that to pluck the beard of any gentleman, let alone a servant, was considered a grave insult. Slaves could expect to be spit upon, hit upon, and have their backs beaten. But the rejection, the mental and physical abuse, and yes, at times even death, would be a part of carrying out God's commission. But yet the servant can endure it all, trusting in God's love and strength, where our humanity often fails. I ask you now to turn to the reading of the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. For our New Testament reading, we turn again for the third time to Paul's letter to the Philippians, as we did in week 2 and week 5. Written 30 years after the resurrection, Paul includes in this letter one of the earliest Christian hymns, which expresses the very early understanding of Christ. In verse 6, we read that Jesus did not regard equality with God something to be grasped at. The word grasped has several meanings, such as comprehension or taking hold of. But here in this passage, the word means to have the power to hold or seize for one's own personal selfish use. Rather, Jesus takes the form of a slave, which at this time referred to one who had an unredeemed human existence, because he willingly obeys the Father's law. Jesus will be highly revered and honored among all creation, which consists of three spheres of the universe: heaven, earth, and under the earth. Our Gospel reading at the procession comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 18 to 20. Jesus proceeded on his journey to Jerusalem. As he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. He said, "Go into the village opposite you, and as you enter you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone should ask you, 'Why are you untying it?' you will answer, 'The master has need of it.' So those who had been sent went off and found everything just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying this colt?' They answered, 'The master has need of it.' So they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the colt, and helped Jesus to mount. As he rode along, the people were spreading their cloaks on the road. And now, as he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for all the mighty deeds they had seen. They proclaimed, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He said in reply, 'I tell you, even if they keep silent, the stones will cry out.'" On this sixth Sunday of Lent, we hear Luke's description of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the city of destiny. In these short 13 verses, there is so much background information that can enhance your understanding and reflection. In verse 30, the two disciples are sent to find a colt, describing either a young horse or donkey. A colt was considered a symbol of peace, and even though he is heavenly royalty, it would be entirely inappropriate for the Prince of Peace to ride a mature horse, which was used as a symbol of war. We also read in verse 30 that the colt was not to have been sat upon prior to being used by Jesus, as animals used in sacrifice had to be considered pure. In verse 35, we read that the people in the crowd threw their cloaks over the colt. A cloak was usually the costliest, most needed piece of clothing a person could own. For many of the poorest among them, their cloak was the only means of protection against the elements. It became, in a sense, their home. What a powerful symbol this is, of one who freely gives of their all to the king. In the following verses, cloaks were thrown on the road, reflecting the image of a royal procession. While their leaders may not have done so, others had come to recognize Jesus as the King of heaven and earth. This will be reinforced in verse 37, where the people use the word king in reciting verse 118, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord," instead of the traditional reading of the psalm, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Some of the Pharisees demand that Jesus rebuke his disciples for this display, fearing what the Roman authorities would think. In reply, Jesus says, "I tell you, even if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." Remember the story of the adulterous woman we read last week and how the crowd demanded that she be stoned? Stoning was used in the most vilest of all crimes. What Jesus is telling the Pharisees is that all things in heaven and earth will come to recognize his true role, so that even the stones would cry out to vindicate or to cry out in opposition to the way Jesus is being treated by the Pharisees. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.